from Washington, this is VOA News. Eastern Ukraine referendums moving ahead as planned. U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama speaks out against Nigerian kidnappers. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. Referendums in two eastern Ukrainian regions will go on as planned Sunday. Organizers say the vote in Donetsk and Luhansk will take place, despite concerns Ukraine's government may try to block it. Pro-Russian separatists planning the referendum have said Friday's attack by government forces that killed as many as 20 people in the port city of Mariupol will not disrupt the vote. Russian President Vladimir Putin has urged organizers to delay the vote. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President François Hollande said Saturday the referendum is illegitimate. Saturday, violence flared in eastern Ukraine less than a day before the controversial referendum, which determines whether to break away from Ukraine and form separate people's republics. President Barack Obama's wife, Michelle Obama, says she and her husband are outraged at the kidnapping of more than 300 schoolgirls in Nigeria. VOA's Kent Klein reports the First Lady stepped in for the president, who usually delivers the weekly broadcast address to the nation, also published on the Internet.
One day before Americans celebrate Mother's Day, Mrs. Obama expressed empathy for the parents of the 276 abducted girls.
This unconscionable act.
The First Lady also spoke out against the Boko Haram terrorist group which kidnapped the girls.
Grown men attempting to snuff out the aspirations of young girls.
The United States and other countries have sent teams of technical experts to help the Nigerian government in its search effort. Rescuing the girls unharmed is the main challenge, according to the Director General of the Nigeria Orientation Agency, Mike Omeha.
The essence of rescue is not to kill everybody, but to bring people alive.
Kent Klein, VOA News, Washington.
Members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations are calling for restraint over tensions in the South China Sea. Saturday, foreign ministers from the 10-member ASEAN expressed concern over tensions in the South China Sea region, where China has been involved in maritime disputes with Vietnam and the Philippines. More details on all these stories at voanews.com. South Africa's longtime ruling party handily won this year's elections, its fifth straight victory in 20 years. South African President Jacob Zuma says the ruling African National Congress regards its election win as a strong sign of approval of its work. VOA's Anita Powell has more from Johannesburg.
It is official. South Africa's African National Congress has won this year's election, guaranteeing it another 5 years at the helm of Africa's most advanced nation. But there are two sides to this story. ANC officials are painting this as an outright victory, a mandate from the people of this nation to continue their work after two decades in power. But independent political analyst Ralph Matega, who cheerfully claims to be equally hated by all 29 parties on this year's ballot, noted that although the ANC won comfortably, it has lost ground steadily since at least 2004.
There isn't much to celebrate. It should humble the ANC to go and do some work.
Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
The search for missing Malaysian Airlines flight MH370 has continued off of Australia. The Australian Navy ship Ocean Shield left the western port city of Perth Saturday to resume the underwater search for the missing jet that disappeared on March 8th during a flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. The Navy ship is carrying a U.S. Navy robot submersible, which has been scanning large areas in a remote part of the Indian Ocean where the plane is believed to have gone down. The Malaysian government believes someone with aviation knowledge intentionally diverted the plane, but an investigation has turned up no solid leads. In Bangkok, pro- and anti-government rallies have increased political tensions as anti-government leaders Saturday sought the appointment of a non-elected prime minister. Ron Corbin has more from Bangkok.
The red shirt supporters of former leader Thaksin Shinawat are calling for fresh general elections under the Pua Thai party-led caretaker government. Red shirt leaders warn they will escalate their fight if there is military intervention or installation of an unelected leader, raising fears of clashes or bombings in the capital. On Saturday, New York-based Human Rights Watch joined with Thai media associations in criticising anti-government protesters, besieging major TV stations, threatening to cut off power unless they halted broadcast of information from government sources. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
I'm Vincent Bruce, VOA News in Washington. For more on these and other stories, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day.